Here's a story that you might have seen in The Guardian recently by economics correspondent Richard Partington, who writes under the headline "Rising Level of Corporate Debt, a Risk to Global Economy," that there are $4 trillion worth of funds that need to be repaid or refinanced over the next 3 years. That's 2019, 2020, 2021, as a result of the escalating risks from rising levels of corporate debt. The OECD says that in essence, there's been such a debt mountain built up over the past decade since the financial crisis that the borrowing of global companies has ballooned to $13 trillion by the end of 2018, more than double, Simon Littlewood, the level before the 2008 crash. So, if there's $13 trillion worth of borrowing, of which $4 trillion has to be repaid or refinanced over the next 3 years, Simon, should we all be worried? And if you are running a company and you're trying to get paid by your customers, what should you do about it?
Yes, I mean, the doom mongers would argue that there's a real risk that the global economy will go bust. But those that are pragmatists, like myself, will say, well, the reduction of quantitative easing, which is what's caused this mountain of debt, will have to be managed, will have to be finessed in such a way that there is no huge shock for the global economy. What's happened, the history of this is that post the crash that you mentioned of 2008, governments started providing enormous amounts of liquidity. The US, quantitative easing, Europe, the central bank provided the same thing, which is huge amounts of money provided at relatively low interest. The problem with that money is that it was so plentiful that instead of recapitalizing the banks, it ended up as corporate loans, it ended up going into equities, it ended up finding its way into property
all
in Asia.
Sorts of bubbles, yeah.
All over the place, because at the end of the day, it was just a lot of money sloshing around. And we still see it here. An example of that syndrome would be the number of entities that offer to lend money to companies of every size. And at the moment, the focus is on SMEs. How can we lend more money to SMEs in a very toxic way, right? Because we got all this money and we're bankers or we're semi-bankers or we're another kind of entrepreneur and we want to make money on it. Well, the reality is that it is a toxic situation, and many companies that have got used to getting this kind of debt at very low interest rates very easily are going to find that they can't renew their debt. And our message to these companies, whatever size they have been, is that they need to look very hard at tightening their balance sheets. What do I mean by that? Well, the fact of the matter is that let's say you have a business where you're buying stuff from people and you're selling stuff to people. People that
like
you
sell. Like most businesses.
Like actually. Most businesses, yes. Yeah. But I mean, you're selling stuff to people, a product, a service, and at the end of the day, you sell it on credit, and your customers may or may not pay you on time. Well, if you know and have known for a decade that you can borrow enormous sums of money at relatively low interest rates very easily, then maybe the diligence that you've employed over getting paid on time has eroded. And in fact, we see this massively because it's much easier simply to borrow low interest money and keep the company going than it is to have those toxic conversations with your customers, particularly with big customers who are intent, of course, on managing their own cash flow. The problem is that if you can't renew that debt, you're in real trouble. So if you can't roll over the debt or anticipation of the fact that you can't roll it over, what you need to do is to focus very hard on turning those receivables into liquid cash.
Yes.
Because you're owed the money, your customers should pay you on time. Smart companies have seen this coming and already started doing this, but many other companies haven't.
Yeah? Yes, because it's been so easy to get those cheap loans, as you've said. So more discipline around the process of getting paid. But all of that's complicated, as Partington says in his article, complicated by cooling economic growth from trade tensions and a lower rate of expansion in China, which, as he says, potentially hinders the ability of firms to generate the income needed to repay those $4 trillion worth of loans that I mentioned at the start.
The danger here is that the burden of this painful transition will fall disproportionately on small and medium-sized enterprises, simply because they have less power in the supply chain. It's much easier for larger companies to use their weight to bully other companies who depend on them in various ways into putting up with slower payments. The problem with that is, as we've repeatedly said, that is not a recipe for economic balance and success. What it's already doing is it's already forcing a record number of SMEs, for example, here in Singapore, to be illiquid or to worry that they're going to go out of business because they're borrowing lots of money. The big companies that many of them sell to aren't paying them on time. And the probability is that if these kinds of pressures come on those big companies, in other words, if they can't refinance their corporate borrowing, or if their Chinese customers start buying less, they're going to be very tempted to put that pressure downwards onto smaller suppliers.
Yes,
yeah,
and not pay them on time.
So, you know, our message is, although that sounds like a worrisome situation, and indeed it is, there are a series of very practical things that you can do, whatever your size, to ensure that you bring customer payments under control in a 3-month, 100-day period. And we've laid out what those things are, and we're very interested in sharing them with all companies, but particularly with SMEs, and having them see how they can do things near term to prevent getting into a situation where they can't run their businesses due to a lack of cash, and they either have to borrow large amounts or become insolvent, or in many sad cases, because personal guarantees have been given by the smaller family businesses, to end up going insolvent. We don't want that to happen. SMEs are the lifeblood of the economy. We want them to be okay, and we're therefore very keen to help them deal with this impending cash crisis.
And if you have experience with this yourself, drop us a note in the comments section of this podcast. Simon and I will be very glad to hear from you.